We good to go, sister?
Good to go.
All right. We have a couple prayer requests this morning. The first one is for Ashlyn Franklin. She had a 6-hour surgery yesterday to replace the wound vax. They did find some infection in the muscle of her amputated arm. They are hoping that was the cause of the fever. She's having a lot of pain and discomfort from being in bed for 2 weeks. So if we can keep her covered and put ourselves in agreement that God is healing.
I forgot to put her mama on there too.
Her mama.
Right there with her.
Yeah.
Her name's Mandy.
Okay. And then Nikki, Tina's friend Nikki, hurt her knee a few weeks ago and it's still hurting.
Father, we thank you that you are so faithful. And we thank you that you are touched with the feelings of our infirmities. And that you came and you suffered like we go through. You went through everything that we go through when you walked on this earth. So that you could be our intercessor. And we thank you, Lord, that when you died on the cross, that you took those stripes on your back for our healing. Lord, and you are the great physician. There's nothing that you cannot do, and your promises are yes and amen. And so, Father, we stand on your word. We stand on what you did at the cross of Calvary in suffering those stripes for our healing. And you do a finished work, Lord. So we send out your word of healing today to Ashlyn Franklin that's had a 6-hour surgery. And so, Lord, I thank you, God. Father, we speak to this infection, Lord, in this amputated arm. And in the name of Jesus, we command it to receive your healing virtue into her body. Father, we know, Lord, that you already suffered for it, Lord. And we know, Father, that we have healing in you because you promised, Lord, and you keep your promises, and you are the great I am, and you are a very present help in time of trouble, and you've already paid the price, and we don't have to wonder if it's going to be done because you said your promises are yes and amen, and since you already paid the price, Lord, we just stand on your word and what you already did for us, and we receive it, Lord, into her body. We receive it, and we stand in agreement with her, Lord, that she's coming forth, Lord. And we speak to any complications in the name of Jesus to clear up and to be, we speak to this body to be made whole. In the name of Jesus. Not just healed, but Lord, whole. Whole means restored back. It's restored back to fullness. And so, Lord, we speak wholeness in the name of Jesus to this body and healing, Father. And we thank you, God, that the price has already been paid. Father, we come against this fever and this infection. And, Father, we come against the pain and we bind it in the name of Jesus. We bind all the works of the enemy, Lord. You said in Luke 10:19 that you gave us power over all the power of the enemy and that nothing should by any means hurt us, Lord. And you said that at the name of Jesus that we could pray in the name of Jesus and that at the name of Jesus the Father would do whatsoever we ask. Father, and you said, Lord, that you would do these things. So, Lord, we stand on your word and we receive them, Father. And we thank you, God, that you are making her every whit whole and that this pain is bound and it has to loose itself, Lord. And we ask you, God, that the recovery time would be cut short, Lord, because you still perform miracles today. And, Lord, you can bring it to pass faster than what would normally happen. And we ask you to just get glory for your name, Lord. Father, bring glory, Lord. And, Father, that people will know that it was God that did it. Lord, I thank you for the doctors. You use the doctors, Lord, but there's only so much they can do. But Lord, you can do miracles. And you can go further than the doctors do. And so, Lord, we look to you because you are the great physician. And we give you praise, Lord. And we pray, Lord, for strength for her mother, Lord, that has been with her all this time. And, Lord, we just thank you, God, for touching them. Lord, and we lift up Nikki to you that hurt her knee. And, Father, we speak healing to her. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we command that this problem that she's having, Lord, with her knee, Lord, you said, concerning the works of your hands, command ye me. Lord, and we make a demand, Lord, you love for us to come to us and believe you, God, for our needs. Lord, you love for us to depend on you. And so, Lord, you said for us to, concerning the work of my hands, command ye me, command that it be done in the name of Jesus. And command the enemy to back off in the name of Jesus. And take the authority over him in my name that I told you that you had. And so, Father, we stand on your word and we put it into action today. And we speak to this knee to receive healing and wholeness in the name of Jesus. And we give you praise, Lord, because the day of miracles is still in effect. And we thank you, Lord, for answering these prayers and for doing your work. And we give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Miss Mary, Lisa Taylor, one of our listeners, asked us to please continue to pray for Ella's healing. Ella is her daughter.
Okay. Father, you know about Ella, Lord, and you know about this need. And so, Father, we just lift them up to you, Lord. Father, we know, Lord, that you have them in your mind. And, Father, we thank you, God, that you can go to them right now. You know right where they are. And you can reveal yourself to them, Lord, and that you can complete that work, Lord, that you started in her. In Jesus' name, Lord, you always finish what you start. Lord, and we thank you, God. We send your word of healing to her this morning, and we continue to lift her before the throne, Lord. And we give you praise, and we give you glory for touching her and showing your faithfulness, Lord, in her situation. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Another young man that I know, I know his mother, came to mind while we were praying. His name's Jonathan Dykus.
Uh-huh.
And a little under 2 weeks ago, he had a head-on collision with a semi.
Okay.
And so he's in the hospital. He's got a lot of injuries, and his mama's been there with him too, so we need to lift her as well. Her name's Christy. Yes. And his name is Jonathan.
Okay, Lord, we lift up Jonathan and Christy to you today. Father, you have so many children today that have needs, Lord. And you are the only one, God, that can meet them. Lord, you see this young man that was in a head-on collision, Lord, and that he's got these multiple. Lord, the enemy did a work on him, Lord, through this accident. And so, Father, we ask you, God, that your grace would come and that your healing virtue, Lord, and that you would reveal yourself to them as the great God that is full of love and mercy and compassion and healing virtue, Lord, and that you would strengthen his body. Lord, that you would go forth and undo all that the devil did. Lord, in all of these injuries and all of these things that he's facing, Lord, you are the great physician, and there's nothing too hard for you. Even if the doctors say that there's going to be complications and that you may have to suffer this or you may have to suffer that, Lord, you are the great physician, and you do a complete work, Lord. There's nobody in the Bible that you laid hands on that didn't receive a complete healing. Lord, and you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And what you did back then, you can still do today. So we send your word of healing to them. We send your anointing power to them, Lord. And we ask you, God, to strengthen them, Lord. And Father, your strength is made perfect in our weakness. Your wholeness is made perfect in our lack, Lord. And you supply all of our needs according to your riches, Lord. And you have untold riches in heaven, Lord. And this is not too hard for you. Nothing is too hard for you, Lord. And so we bring him to you and we lift him up, Lord. And we know that you are his sufficiency. And God, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your healing virtue. We thank you for your might and your power that is made available to us. We thank you for your revelation as the healer of our bodies. In Jesus' name, amen. And we call it into being. God, we call those things that be not as though they are. And we call it into being right now in the name of Jesus. And we give you praise for it. Lord, we worship you and we give you praise because you are worthy of it. To receive glory and honor, blessing and power and dominion belong unto you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Our sponsor for today is Prophetic Voice Ministries, located right here in Elk City at 616 North Locust Avenue, Apostle Casey Elliott. The Refuge Church is now located at the New Liberty Church in New Liberty. The address is 18304 East 1140 Road in Sayre, Oklahoma. Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey will bless your shoes and socks off, y'all. Heart to Hearts. Forgiven and Set Free, a compassionate and confidential four-week Bible study designed to help guide suffering and hurting women through the emotional scars of past abortion experiences. Mondays only from April 3rd through the 24th from 6 to 7 p.m. For more information or to enroll, you can call 580-243-2229 Monday through Thursday, noon to 6. Is that all of them over here?
I think so.
Okay. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction and Realty. Our family has used them for two estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, catalog items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
Bardice and Ford in Elk City has huge news. The deals are back and the inventory is arriving daily. Plus, we're offering as low as 0% financing on most Ford SUVs, Escapes, Edges, and Explorers, all starting at 0% plus customer cash. And let's not stop there. How about as low as 0% financing on 22 and 23 F-150s? They're coming in daily. All new models and great savings. Now that's the Barbara Dyson difference. BarbaraDysonFord.net.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. Guidelines are principles and rules that you live by. They're based on standards bigger than you. They were established before you and will continue after you. They are not controlled by what you do, but directly connected to why you do. They may seem to be a limit to your life, but are proven by the life that follows. Why you do is much more important than what you do.
This is Pastor Chasten Music with Gateway Church here in Elk City. Our address is 4227 West 3rd Street, just a mile and a half past Tractor Supply. Reach us by phone, 580-225-4646. Encourage you to come and join us just as you are for any of our service times. Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. worship, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m., or Wednesday nights at 6:30 with Bible engagement. We are a church that loves people and loves God. Gateway Church, we are stronger together.
are back. You are tuned into the Hour of Power, the most powerful hour of the day. Back to you, Miss Mary.
Okay. The next I Am scripture is in John 15, verses 1 and 5, and he says, Jesus says, I am the true vine. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. And then he is also the door. And one day he was talking to his Pharisees and the disciples. And in John 10 and 7, then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. He is the only way into heaven. He is the only door. He said, if you try to come up by some other way, you're going to be a thief and a robber. Mm-hmm. You know, because he said, I am the door, and I'm the only way. And so we want to go in the right way. We don't want to try to sneak into heaven by, and anything else we try to do is like our own righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible says our righteousness is as filthy rags in his sight. We don't have any righteousness in ourselves. It's all what Jesus clothes us. He clothes us in his C-L-O-T-H-E-S, clothes us like we're changing our clothes. He clothes us in his robe of righteousness. It's Jesus' righteousness that makes us right before God. So he says, I am the true vine, my Father is the husbandman, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. He is the door of the sheep. Then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And he is the bread of life. John 6:35, Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. I said a while ago, we can't do without breath, we can't do without bread, and we can't do without water. And Jesus said, I am the bread of life, and he is the living water too.
Yes, he is.
And so, and it says in another place, in him we live and we move and we have our being. So we can't live without God. We can't live with him. He's everything we need.
That's right.
Yeah. His bread and his water is in the spiritual sense as well as the physical sense. He, like if you need a job and you need so you can buy groceries, he provides you that job. He provides you the strength to work. He provides you the knowledge to meet the demands of that job. Have you ever been on your job and something developed and you said, Lord, I don't know what to do with this. Lord, I don't know what to do with this. You know, well, he supplies it. His strength is made perfect in our weakness. Mm-hmm. And so he's everything we need this morning. He's our bread, he's our water, and he's our breath. And so anyway, and then he says, I am the good shepherd. Mm. And then John 10, 11 and 14, he says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. I know my sheep and am known of mine. So he knows us, and we need to know him. We need to go deeper in him. I say, Lord, give me a deeper revelation of you. Help me to really know you in a way that I have never experienced you before. And so, anyway, He's all these things to us. He's the true vine. He's the door. He's the good shepherd of the sheep. He's the bread of life. And he is the resurrection and the life. John 11:25 said, Jesus said unto Martha, he was talking to Martha, and he says, you know, Martha's brother had died, and Jesus was their good friends. But it said that when Jesus heard that Lazarus had died, that he stayed 2 more days in the place where he was. He didn't just rush to their need. You know, and I was saying a while ago, you know, sometimes we have to wait on God's mm-hmm. timing. And so he abode 2 more days before he went to them. And so when he got to them, they came to him and said, Master, if you'd have been here, our brother wouldn't have died. And he looked at them and he said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And Martha said, well, I know that in the last day he's going to live. You know, she didn't have that revelation either, because Jesus hadn't died yet.
That's right.
You know. And so he said, but he told her, he said, I'm the resurrection and the life. He said, the resurrection and the life is standing right here in front of you. You know. I am the resurrection and the life. It's never too late. I'm always right on time. You know, I mean, that's really what he was saying. He is eternal life, and so he has no beginning and no end. He's not bound by time and space.
Mm-mm.
You know, he said, I'm the resurrection and the life. He that believeth on me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And then he called him out of that grave, and he rose from the dead. And he gives us power. And sometimes we can't even get it through our mind. Us, we can raise people from the dead. But there are. I have friends that are in the ministry, and this person has actually experienced raising people from the dead.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Raising people from the dead. Wow. You know. And you talk about your faith needing to grow. To where we can get to that point where we can believe the word that we could do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But the time's coming, and just, you know, I mean, it's right around the corner. That, like in these last, God is going to raise his church up so mighty.
Yes, he is.
And he's going to come, and he's going to do things through us.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine? Grab a hold of that. Grab a hold of that. Believe the word. Believe the word. Because it is the truth.
Yes.
It is the truth. And Jesus is the word. He is the living word.
Mm-hmm.
He was the living word. Man, the people on the earth when he was here, they didn't know what they had.
Mm-mm.
Standing right before them. But he raised Lazarus from the dead. And he didn't just do it because he was the Son of God. He was down here on the earth in flesh. He was a man just like we are. It said that he spent time in prayer after he dismissed the multitude. He spent all night in prayer with his Father many times.
Mm-hmm.
How many times do we spend all night in prayer? If we are going to have that kind of power working in us and the kind of faith that we can grab a hold of that and raise the dead, it might do us some good to spend some time all night in prayer. You let the Lord lead you and put it on, because you can't do that unless God draws you into it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because our flesh is weak, you know, but God is He is there to strengthen us in our weakness. And we ought to hunger and thirst after Him more than we do our other bread and water, you know. Because He is the eternal one, you know. And if we will abide in Him that way, we can do those greater things. Mm-hmm. We'll get to the place where we can do. It'll be His anointing. It's not us that does it anyway. It's His anointing on us that does it. But we have to get to the place where we can house that anointing in us. Wow. We live so far beneath our means. Mm-hmm. So far. God's got the greater one. The greater one lives inside of us. Grab a hold of that. When you think I can't, Jesus can. He can do it. He can make it work where He can do it through us. Mm-hmm. Through us. Be encouraged today. There is nothing impossible with God. Do you really, really, really grab a hold of that and believe it and make it yours? I challenge myself. I challenge all of us to do that. Let the Word come alive in us. And say, Lord, bring us up to snuff. Bring us up to Your level. Bring us up, Lord, where we can grab a hold and be Your church.
Amen, Sister Mary. You know, that was something that was hard for me whenever I was coming back. The Word says that He is strong in our weaknesses. Mm-hmm. And, you know, being a professional wrestler, you know, I didn't want to think of myself as weak, you know what I mean? And so that was something that I had to get over and quit lying to myself and admit, be willing to admit that, hey, I ain't got this. This is more than me. This is bigger than me. You know, I'm gonna need help. And that was something that was really hard for me to admit, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so the more that I am willing to be honest with myself, and the more that I am honest with myself and willing to admit my weaknesses and surrender, you hear that? Surrender weaknesses to my living God, to my Father in heaven, and then be open and allow Him to come in and show out, you know, kind of like being on this program, you know, being able to come here, because I didn't know anything about radio at all, you know, and I sure didn't know nothing about the programming and stuff, you know, but God, the more I showed up, you know, the more I showed up, the more I showed up, the more He was able to show out.
Yes.
And, you know, it's like whenever we come into some technical difficulties, I have to admit that I have, you know, I don't know this, Lord. This is bigger than me. I'm going to need You to show me because I don't know. You know my level here. And, you know, this is You, God, so help me.
Yes.
And then within a few days, He will put something in my spirit, and then I'll come in and I'll try it and it'll work.
Yeah.
And I'll be like doing my happy dance, you know.
Yeah.
Glorifying God. Thank you, Lord.
So this brings me to the last scripture that I'm going to give you today. We didn't get into the I wills.
We'll have to do part two.
Yeah. But the last scripture that I want to bring you on the I ams is that He is the Lord and Master. He is the Lord and Master. There is nothing that He cannot do. He is the Lord and He's the Master of it all. And it's just like Him. like she said, we have to say, Lord, I surrender to you. You are the master. There's nothing too hard for you. And he said, it says in John 13:13, you call me master and Lord, and you say, well, for so I am. I am. He is the great I am this morning. He's everything you need. He's our wisdom. He's our strength. His strength is made perfect in our weakness.
That's right.
All he wants us to do is to need him and to call out to him and depend on him so that he can show himself mighty and strong in our behalf. And he gets the glory. But we get to share. We get to share in the party, you know, because he gives us that joy unspeakable and full of glory, and he reveals himself to us in a greater way. And we know him better. And our faith is strengthened. Mm-hmm. And he just raises us up a notch. We're just kind of like we're climbing up the ladder, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he raises us up. He knows when we're ready to go to that next rung.
He does, so, yes.
So be encouraged today. He is the great I am. The way, the truth, and the life. We can't do anything without him. Nothing.
You have been tuned in to the Hour of Power. And I'm going to say it again. It's the most powerful hour of my day. From myself, Tina Dobbs. From my beautiful sister in Christ, Monica Lovell, and from our gorgeous sister in Christ, Miss Mary Fullerton. Y'all have a good day, and we'll see you tomorrow.